a bit of a somber note to start out in sports today, as the news that former University of Michigan head football coach Gary Moeller has passed away at the age of 81. Moeller was the head coach for the Wolverines from 1990 to 94 after taking over for Bo Schembechler. While at U of M, he was 44-13-3, winning 3 Big Ten titles and 4 bowl games. He was 2-2-1 against Notre Dame, 3-2 against Michigan State, and 3-1-1 in games against Ohio State. After leaving Michigan, Moeller went on to the NFL, becoming an assistant coach for 4 teams, including the Lions. He then became the head coach of the Lions for the last 7 games of the 2000 season, going 4-3. Moeller was born in Lima, Ohio, and actually played linebacker at Ohio State for legendary Buckeyes coach Woody Hayes. No cause of death was announced. In baseball, the Tigers won 6 straight games before that streak ended on Saturday. Now the Tigers' streak has reached 4 going the other way. This after the Tigers were swept in a doubleheader by Kansas City by the scores of 3-1 and 7-3. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. had 4 hits and 3 RBIs in the second game for the sweep. The Tigers are back in KC for Game 3 of the 4-game series tonight at 8:10. A 7:50 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox brief 2-game winning streak was snapped in Cleveland on Monday with an 8-4 loss to the Guardians. Cleveland rookie Nolan Jones drove in 4 runs in his home debut. Cleveland scored 5 times in the first inning on their way to the win. The Sox are in Cleveland again today for a day-night doubleheader at 1:10 and at 7:10. The Cubs had Monday off. They'll host Baltimore tonight at 8:05 at Wrigley Field. The dismantling of the Chicago Blackhawks continues, as the team has not tendered qualifying offers to restricted free agents Dylan Strome and Dominic Kubalik, as to become unrestricted free agents. Now comes word that Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews are requesting trades. Both have 1 year left on their current deals, each of them worth $10.5 million. Both have no movement clauses in those contracts, and they would have to waive those to be traded. The Blackhawks did hold on to interim head coach Darren King. He's staying on the staff of head coach Luke Richardson as an assistant coach. The WNBA season resumes tonight after the All-Star break. Atlanta's at Chicago tonight at 8 o'clock. In the NBA Summer League today, in Las Vegas, Bulls take on Toronto at 5, and the Pistons will face Indiana at 9 o'clock. And Monday was an off day in Midwest League Baseball. Tonight, Wisconsin is at West Michigan at 6:35. Lansing visits Fort Wayne at 7:05. It's Great Lakes at Quad Cities at 7:30. And South Bend travels to Peoria at 7:35. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Tuesday, July 12th, I'm Dave Wolfe.